From Marmo Studio, here's Jim Broad.
From Marmo Podcast, today we're talking to Vaclav Smith.
Zenta-inspired language.
Inspired language.
Yes.
It says it, doesn't it? Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to hear a little bit about you and your background.
Okay.
And then a little quick intro to what your company does.
Okay.
And then a little more detail about it.
Okay.
About 10 minutes or so that we'll cover.
Okay.
So tell me how Zenta-inspired language came about and what your background was coming into it.
Well, I was actually born and raised in Kansas. So not a lot of big diversity, foreign language kind of diversity there, but I actually took kind of a left turn. And in high school, I was an exchange student with the Sister Cities program to Mexico City.
Oh, man.
It was so wonderful. It changed my life. And so I came back knowing I wanted to do something with language, not sure what. And I fell in love with teaching when I started. So I took teaching in college. I got my teaching licensure. I got a Bachelor of Arts in Foreign Language. And so I decided to go into teaching. Well, I taught at a high school for 3 years, taught at a local community college. And then I was realizing that I was feeling that there was a little bit more to language than just learning the words and mechanics that I was teaching in the class. So a friend of mine came. She was the manager of the cardiac care unit at a hospital. And she came and asked me to do some classes for their staff because their staff could speak absolutely zero Spanish. And she said, we cannot even ask them the name. And I thought, it's not real hard to learn to ask somebody their name, you know? So why not? So
still in Kansas.
Still in Kansas.
Okay. I'm a Midwesterner, too. I'm just following with interest.
It's amazing. So I gave this class for 6 weeks for a bunch of nurses.
Right.
They said, well, you know what? You should get accredited with the state and give seminars. So I said, okay. So I did, and I started giving seminars throughout Kansas and various other states around Kansas. And then I realized that students were coming to me, and they were saying, we learned more in this one weekend than we did in an entire semester of college. And I had taught college, so I understand the differences between studying a language and speaking a language.
Right.
So I decided to take that curriculum and build my own, a little bit different instructional strategies. And I found out that people were speaking a lot faster than normal. They were actually able to use the language as they were learning it.
Conversationally, then.
Conversationally,
wow.
Absolutely. So I had done more research. I had actually, at that time, went and gotten my master's degree as well in instructional strategies, curriculum in education. And so then I decided, well, you know, I've gotten all these people, they want regular classes. So I thought, you know what? I'll give a couple classes out of my basement of my home. So I opened the basement of my home. Didn't think I would probably hold more than two classes. The first time I gave it, I had two classes and a waiting list for the third.
And these, they were taking it not for credit then?
No, just to be able to speak because it was such a huge need.
Yeah.
And so the need still exists. So at that point, I decided, gosh, I got to get these people out of my house, right?
Yeah.
So I decided.
It's basement is full of other stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Where are you going to put the furnace?
I know, right? Can't watch my sports on TV. So I got a small place, had a businessman come and said, can you afford it? I said, absolutely not. And so I did. I got it, and it started growing. And then it started growing more and more. I got more staff. And then I started to write my own books, my own workbooks. And right now I have about 30 language workbooks up on Amazon that of various languages in various industries. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And then we started growing nationally, and then we started growing internationally. And so now We have actually moved down here to Galveston, and we have moved our company down here to Galveston as well. And we're giving the in-person classes in Galveston, Texas, and League City. And we're also, we have all of our distance classes online.
I'm stunned.
It's exciting.
Talk about organic growth.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely amazing. I never, ever would have imagined that I would have a business because I'm actually a teacher at heart.
I understand.
And so I had to get somebody then who happens to be my husband now.
You know, the next question.
Run the business for me. And so he does the business end and I teach instructors. We have a very high quality class. So I make sure that all of our students are very happy with their learning. They're able to advance. They feel like they're using it. And that's where we're at.
I am just sitting here stunned. I mean, talking about a growth curve. And where do you recruit your teachers in? Your sub teachers in? Is that right? Most of it online?
We have a lot of online teachers. And we have local teachers as well. So I typically try to get instructors from referrals within. If students have a referral, they know what our classes are like. These are not your ordinary foreign language classes. In a regular foreign language class, you usually study the language with the hopes of one day speaking the language. In our classes, we don't do that. We go to write down the speaking the language as you're learning the language. And that's a completely different path altogether.
So everything, when you learn something, there's a purpose to learning it then.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's always easy to learn something when you have a problem that needs it.
Yes. And you know what's more is that foreign language learning, if you want to speak a language, it's how you learn it, not what you learn. There's a ton of videos you can get. You can get videos on anything, but it doesn't convert you into being a bilingual. And that's what our job is to convert a person to being bilingual.
Typically, how long are the courses? How many sessions are in a course, for example?
Okay, so this is going to blow your mind. And if you've had Spanish before, you think, oh, it takes years to learn a class or you have to move to the country. Our business is, we've been in business 24 years now. And we have been able to take a person from zero, knowing nothing, to being able to doing regular conversation out on the street, nothing technical, in 5 8-week sessions. So that's under a year. You can be bilingual, completely bilingual out on the street. If you want to continue on, we do offer more advanced classes for work and specific.
That was my next question. Do you have classes that are specifically tailored to a specific vocation, for example,
yes,
where there's a type of communication needs to take place?
Yes, absolutely. So I started out with our Spanish Today for Medical Professionals. That's what this whole business started out on. And since then, we've given all kinds of medical fields, from obstetricians, we have cancer, cardiac, all different kinds of medical fields, as well as chiropractic, dental hygienists. We have a lot of banking classes we do for banks, and we have retail, tag office even. We actually have about 12 different kinds of industry-specific seminars that we do that are tailored to get someone using language very, very quickly into what they need it for work.
So do you bring a consultant on when you do those specific courses? How do you get into the weeds when that specific industry, for example?
Well, we have a way of being able to give basic Spanish that is tailored to that industry. And then from the basic Spanish, we jump off into a more... Usually when you work in a business, you ask the same questions. You say the same things over and over and over again. People know what that is.
Yeah.
And so once you learn to say those and understand the other person who's coming back at you with an answer, then that's how we kind of do it. And we may make sure that our questions at the very beginning are closed-ended. So they're going to ask a yes or no, date, family member, things like that.
So they don't inadvertently start a conversation they can't finish.
Oh, absolutely not. No, you never want to ask a question that you don't understand the answer to.
I've done that a number of times.
I've done that in English.
My wife never bails me out. She says, okay, man, you started this thing. You finish it if you can.
I understand that completely.
So how, in Kansas, I'm still reeling over starting this whole thing in Kansas. And Kansas is a great state. I don't mean to say anything.
Absolutely.
But it's not an incredibly diverse state.
No.
Did you find that maybe because it's not as diverse, there was more need? Because it wasn't taken for granted that a second language should be learned?
Actually, there was a lot of education that needed to be done in culture and learning how to bridge the gap between the differences of between cultures.
Right.
In both industry and just in regular life. You know, everybody, a lot of our students are marrying into right. other cultures. So then all of a sudden you have a family problem of not being able to talk to the person. Maybe your in-laws or something like that. That is a huge need, and that was a need in Kansas, as well as a lot of industry kinds of things to be able to move up in your job,
right.
to be able to do different things. So we've actually diversified our languages, and we offer a variety of languages now.
That was my next question.
Spanish, yeah. We offer English. We give a lot of English classes to students that not only want to just speak English, maybe because they live here, but they also need it for their job. They need it to move up in their job.
Right.
We give Spanish, French, Portuguese, American Sign Language, and Italian.
That's a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah, that's fun.
I bet it is. So do you end up with us? A semi-knowledge of biculturalism while you're at it.
Yes.
I mean, the way you're teaching this, it seems
Absolutely.
Like that would be a byproduct.
We do huge cross-cultural training in these. So we learn that you can't just say the words.
Right.
And be okay.
There's a Virgilian horror stories of billboards, for example.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's why you have to understand the culture of the other person you're talking to.
Right.
Because language has culture built in it. And so if you have a good education of just cross-cultural education of how to work with other people who are different than you are, who may have different backgrounds, different values, everything, different language, then you can connect. You can make huge connections.
Right.
And connections equal opportunities
right.
for people. That's just how it is. And so we're in the business of just connecting people.
Makes perfect sense. Do your students sometimes end up thinking in the other language?
Oh, yes. All the time. Yes. I think in multiple languages in a day. And I sometimes think I don't speak any language whatsoever.
Does that get a little crazy by the end of the day?
Yes. Ask my husband. Yes. Okay. It does. Yes. Sometimes I just want quiet.
Well, I'm sure. Because you truly do have a lot of voices in your mind.
Yes, I do. I do. And they're all speaking to me with different dialects.
How many languages do you speak now?
I speak seven.
I'm sorry. Seven languages?
Yes, I do.
You're from Kansas.
I enjoy it. Yes. You know what? Language is an adventure, and I love adventure.
It is. There have been wars fought over it.
That's exactly
true. It's
what makes the world go round.
It is.
If you have poor communication, think about what that does to you and your relationships, to you and your work. Think about that. Poor communication. Communication is what makes the world go round.
It is. You have to understand what the other person's saying.
Exactly.
And
in the right context.
And from where it comes.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just love people. And so that's why I love my job.
I can tell that you do. How does somebody get a hold of you?
They can either reach us on our website at Zinta, www.zinta, ZINTA language.com, or they can call us at 316-932-2361.
Wow. What comes next for the company?
I think we're going to just work on getting established here in Galveston.
Right.
And also in We have a lot of League City needs in League City and Texas City as well. So we're just trying to get established right now in this area. And then we'll just probably continue to reach out to others wherever the opportunities come.
What would you say to somebody that's just thinking about learning another language?
Oh, it's the greatest adventure you'll ever take. Honestly, you'll learn more about yourself than you will anything else. Because when you learn a foreign language, you learn about yourself.
Wow. This has been an incredible conversation today. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
It's Venla Smith. The company is Zenta Inspired Language. It's been a delight talking to you, and hopefully we can do more.
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
From Marmo Studio, you've been listening to Jim Bratton. This is Sierra Sakel.